Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with comments from Riyad Mahrez. He has admitted that he initially struggled following his move from Leicester City to the Etihad, but he says that he now feels confident and feels that he fits in completely in Pep Guardiola's squad. Guardiola signed Mahrez in the summer of 2018 after he'd impressed at Leicester, helping them win the Premier League, of course, a couple of years before. Initially, Mahrez did struggle to find his best form for the Citizens, and he started only 14 league games from a possible 38 in his first season at the club. Mahrez has admitted, "Last year when I arrived, the manager trusted me and believed in me, but I didn't make the difference as quick as they thought I would. And at a club like City, they don't have time to wait. There are 20 players, so I was on the bench," he said, "when others were performing. So it was a bit difficult for me to come back," he said. Mahrez also believes that when the Premier League restarts later this month, he will be in good shape to find his best form straight away. He said, "I played well towards the end of last season and I started the season differently. When I've played, I've been performing, so the confidence is here," he said. Meanwhile, City have reminded Phil Foden of his responsibilities after the 20-year-old was pictured having a kickabout on a beach. Foden had his photo taken with several people on Sunday, but government social distancing guidelines say that people can take part in sports, so as long as they maintain a 2-metre distance. Premier League players are now in contact training with their clubs, and City are set to speak to Foden about what appears to be a breach of the guidelines. Finally, just one piece of transfer news. A report in the Daily Mail says that City are interested in a young winger who plays his football in Uruguay for Peñarol. Facundo Pellistri is apparently a target for City. The 18-year-old has impressed scouts and has also been linked with a move to Newcastle. That's all for now. We'll have more later.